This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Beltway Blitzing in-house today on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Nats lefty Shinosuke Ogasawara got a preview of Major League Baseball hitters on Monday. This was yesterday, throwing to live hitters for the first time in spring training. My expectations for him are low. There wasn't a big market to acquire him, which I think is somewhat telling. He's a lefty. He doesn't throw that hard. But I do think it is a huge deal that the Nats finally signed a player from
100%,
Japan.
100%.
This has to be a story. They have just neglected this. They have kind of refused to engage in the market, and they finally did. This gives me hope, not that they'll actually spend any real money, but that maybe it's another avenue to get some players like Ogasawara moving forward.
Absolutely. And that's to me more significant than the actual player himself. Because, you know, I think maybe he starts in AAA to stretch out a little bit, kind of get used to paying or pitching every fifth day. Maybe he's a swing guy in the bullpen and they work him along that way. It's, you know, it's an adjustment because those guys, I think in the Japanese, like, I think they throw every 6 or 7 days. This is obviously a different schedule here with Major League Baseball. So he's not a as high a profile guy as some of the dudes that are fetching these $100 million posting fees and the like. The significance is more that they actually dip their toe into that marketplace for the first time.
And possibly he'll help them.
You know, right.
Whether it's out of the bullpen, supposedly they told me it was going to be in the rotation. This is one of those things where like 15 people are showing up for a party where only 5 can stay with a ticket where they all say, they told me I was invited to the party because they told pretty much all 3 of their veteran additions that are arms. Trevor Williams, he was going to be back in the rotation. Mike Soroka, apparently Ogasawara as well. And that means that a couple of your kids might not make the rotation, which I hope isn't the case. But I'll slot him in the bullpen, see if he can kind of find his way as a long reliever. Also over the weekend, the Nationals made a move. Paul DeJong, who hit 24 home runs last year, infielder, no longer really an everyday player, but a guy who played on multiple teams last season. I think he's been on 5 teams in the last 2 or 3 years.
Feels that
now.
Way. Like, fill-in-the-blank team has signed Paul DeJong right around this time.
1 year, $1 million, so it tells you not a huge market for him. But they had 0 players with more than 20 home runs on their team last year.
Yeah.
He hit 24, so he's got a little bit of pop off the bench. I bet you he starts more games at third than we want him to.
That's a great way to put it. We're going to see more Paul DeJong than we signed up for.
He's going to spell C.J. Abrams at short, where he's pretty good defensively. He's probably going to play some second base for Luis Garcia. But I'll bet you he is – maybe he's not splitting time, but I'll bet you he's playing a couple of days a week at third base right away.
Yeah, he was a 30-homer bat in 2019, but, you know, I think that's those days are long gone. But you touched on it. 24 bombs across a couple of teams getting at-bats every day. He can do that for a second-division club, right? And I think you may see that.
Josiah Gray threw 60 feet in his Tommy John surgery rehab, which is one of those mile markers that you need. I mean, if he throws this season, it'll be at the very end of the year, just ramping it back up. It's going to be a lost season for him on the field. But former All-Star, important player in the organization, rehab seeming
good
to go
too.
Pretty well. And, yeah, a guy that we root for because he's been a great guest of ours over the years. But at least good to hear that the early part of his rehab is on track and going pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that you dread the most are the setbacks in this kind of deal, right? As long as you're adding, as long as you're doing a little bit more each time, there's no rush, kind of as you said, it's not like you're sprinting back for a playoff push or something to that effect. Just the timing of it is unfortunate. It's a lost season either way. The thing that you dread the most is that sort of, hey, he felt a bit of discomfort when he expanded to throwing from 100 feet or whatever, and now you kind of restart that clock, and then they kind of go into the ether.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.